Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the bunker here on the Rod Peterson Show. July 12th, another gorgeous day here as we broadcast episode number 30. Coming to you from a field in Western Canada. Rod Peterson here. Darren DuPont there. You're my Dunn.
Brooks.
For Brooks and Dunn. I'm Brooks. You're Dunn.
I got it.
How's that on Country Thunder weekend?
That's good.
And as you can see in this chair, Chris Getzlaff joining us in the warm-up, bound for the Riders Plaza of Honor. Good morning, Getz. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
What a show today. I mean, right off the hop here, we got the big names. And also coming in on the program, well, John Frenzy sitting on the sponsor's couch right now. He was giving me all his best material, Darren, in the Jeep ride here. Well, I'm like, save it, Lynch. Save it. All your best stuff. He's on fire.
Can see some of it on the Instagram story.
You can see some of it on your Instagram story.
The show's Instagram story.
The show's? Okay, perfect. Darian Durant coming up via video chat from his home in Toronto. Ray Jacobs, former Rider, defensive lineman, Grey Cup champion, Stampeder as well. He's going to be in the bunker. And Craig McMorris as well of the famed McMorris brothers. Couple things before we get right to it with guests, because he's like Trooper today. He's here for a good time, not a long time. Only till the bottom of the hour. It's game day in Saskatchewan, Darren. Game day. I'm very excited to go to Saskatoon for the Saskatchewan Rattlers against the Hamilton Honey Badgers. It'll be my first Canadian Elite Basketball League game ever. We're buying our tickets. We're not being cheap and asking for comps. But if you want to roll out the red carpet up there, we're not going to stop you. Right? We're not going to be that guy. Like, if you want to make a big deal out of us, that's fine. We won't hold it against you. Some NBA things to get to today. Westbrook going to the Rockets. Chris Paul going to the Thunder. That was the Houston thing.
Yes.
I checked the NBA schedule. It's not coming out until late summer. So we're taking a lot of folks down to Houston on our sports trip. Getz has been a part to the Southern California, and it's outstanding. Houston's the trip this year, and it looks like one of the NBA super teams will be able to watch. If they're home.
Oh, man.
We don't know yet.
Harden and Westbrook, that'll be good.
And I know, obviously, that people want to get Getz's thoughts on the Rough Riders. Who doesn't? Just a couple notes here. CFL announcing this morning they've partnered with Great Britain. I think that's the 11th nation or region that the CFL has partnered with in the Global 2.0 experiment. Expansion, we'll get to that. And I'm wondering why last night I'm lying in bed daydreaming of hobo donuts. Just randomly on my mind. I don't know if you've been following this, Chris Getzlaff. We're going to have a donut eating contest with Hobo Donuts, probably at Labor Day at the tailgate for the Canadian Armed Forces. Are you familiar with Hobo Donuts, and would you consider coming in our contest?
I am definitely familiar. They're delicious, but when's the contest, sir?
Probably the Labor Day game, our tailgate party.
I may be able to...
You want to think about it? Just think about it.
Maybe able to be around. I know I'm going to be at that game, but I don't know when I got
to
be there.
Okay, so. You don't have to give us a decision today, but I got people jumping all over themselves wanting to be in our donut eating contest. Amanda Ruler, obviously, social media sensation. Thrillin' Dylan Robson, local pro wrestling aficionado and announcer. Mike Abomeshrick obviously inserted himself in this contest. I might not even go in it because I'm afraid that I'm going to toss my donuts all over the pavement on my way into the game. I just don't think, as I coach and preach moderation, this is a good thing for me, even though I love hobo donuts. Everybody's saying, get to the game. Week 5 last night in the CFL opened. I applaud you and salute those of you who stayed up for all 4 quarters. After 3, I shut it down. The Edmonton Eskimos embarrassed the BC Lions 33-6 at BC Place before 17,026 fans, and the BC Lions are 1-4 and in a lot of trouble. Getz, did you catch the game?
I did.
What'd you think?
I saw the bulk of the game.
What'd you think?
I mean, BC's struggling big time, and I think it's primarily on the offensive line. I mean, they can't protect Mike. You know, he's... There will be people out there saying that he's holding on to the ball too long. I really don't think so. I mean, his pocket is collapsing in a hurry on a regular basis. I mean, he's a good quarterback, and if you give him the right amount of time on a regular basis, he's going to punish teams, and I just don't think he's getting that protection.
Travis Lule was on here. He's been on a couple times, and he's our West Coast correspondent, and he said, "We're right on Grey Cup pace." Chuckled because... You know what he's talking about.
Absolutely, I do.
I think as of last night around midnight or this morning in Vancouver, there's some worry. It's time to be worried. It's not a joke anymore, right? What do you think, Darren?
No, they have to be worried. Absolutely. You brought in Mike Riley. You brought in the most marquee name in free agency, and you just floundered out of the gate. It's supposed to be more exciting. Football in BC is supposed to be more exciting. You know, we had the conversation last week about the Whitecaps, and you know, they've struggled in Vancouver, right? So the market is open, and there's a great opportunity for a winner to come in and sell some tickets, and that was supposed to be the Lions. Everything was set up for them to be successful, and it has to be a worry, not only with the on-field product, but the business side of it. That's a big worry for that group.
This is the question everybody's going to be asking throughout week five and into week six now. Did the BC Lions err in signing Mike Riley to $725,000 a year for 4 years? I'm wondering if they're questioning that. And by the way, you mentioned the protection. So it was 5 sacks at halftime they allowed, none in the second half. Did they adjust anything at halftime? Did the Eskimos call off the dogs? I would suggest they did because the game was basically over at halftime. Which, by the way, your former team. Did you play with Logan Kilgore, the guy that came in and spelled out Trevor Harris? You didn't?
No,
he was just after you. Edmonton completely called off the dogs. That's probably why they didn't give up a sack in the second half. But humbly asking your opinion, your humble opinion, did Ed Hervey screw up in that contract with Mike Riley? I think a lot of people want to know.
No, not in my opinion. I think the Mike is still the best in the game at this moment. There's some elite quarterbacks, obviously. You know, your Bo Levi's, your Mazzoli's, Trevor Harris. I mean, he's playing outstanding. And he has for the bulk of the time that he's been a starter in this league. So I don't think he made a mistake bringing in Mike. He is a phenomenal talent and a great leader in the locker room, too. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you got to get some continuity and everyone's got to build that chemistry to get together, right?
Getz with us, as I mentioned, for a good time, not a long time, only for the first 30 minutes. The show's flying by, so I'm going to pepper everything at you that I can. Tonight, Friday Night Football, Argos at Winnipeg. Blue Bombers favored by 14.5, and I love me some Corey Chamberlain. I don't know if you saw his quote yesterday at the pregame news conference. So, Chame. Winnipeg's not better than us. They don't have better players. They're just playing better than us. They're not better than us. That is so Corey Chamberlain.
That is Chame.
I love it.
I don't know. I mean, they looked a little better last game, but I'm not going to say a lot. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I think Winnipeg is flying high right now. They're playing some pretty good football. They're also grinding out a couple wins. You know, I think that Edmonton actually outplayed them, but they obviously came out with the win. So I don't really like Toronto's odds, let's say that.
14.5. Bombers are favored by. But how about those Bombers? They are the best team in the CFL. And good morning to Jessica, who's watching from Winnipeg. She says, "Hey, Rod, heard you on TSN 1290 this morning." Thank you for listening, Jessica, and watching this morning. I turned the tables on Troy Westwood. He was here yesterday on the show. I was on his program this morning. He's calling it Operation Cakewalk tonight. Was it 40 points?
Yeah.
He says the Bombers should hang on the Argos tonight. That's from Westwood. I'm sure Mike O'Shea is real happy that he said that. But your take on the Bombers, obviously you've watched the game. And the reason I ask is Calgary's at Hamilton Saturday. Abu's calling that a Grey Cup preview. I think the Bombers are going to be in the Grey Cup.
I like the Bombers' odds right now. I think their team is built for it. That's for sure. They got all three phases going and clicking. And I mean, their offense was outstanding last year. And you know, their defense was creating turnovers, so I think their defense is even playing better this year, and they always have strong special teams, so I mean, they're in line right now, I think, to be a contender, that's for sure. I mean, only time will tell. You got to wait till the last third of the season to see how injuries pan out in this league and how teams hit the hot streak going in.
Yeah, I think the Bombers easily right now have to be the best team in the CFL. I'm with you on that. I mean, the team hasn't lost, right? And, you know, you're playing Toronto. The Argonauts, they've steadily, slowly gotten better each week. But that's not saying a whole lot because there's still so far for that group to go. This is another big test for them. But it's also a test, I think, for Winnipeg because it can be tough to get up and stay focused on a game like this when everybody, your radio affiliates and things like that are calling it a cakewalk game, right? Operation Cakewalk. So you're walking in there with that swagger. It feels like, you know, the Riders last week. And not that it was a team that they were meant to beat by 40 points, but everybody thought they would beat Calgary. And they were coming off two pretty good, you know, games, one pretty good win. Your quarterback's playing really well, maybe the best in the CFL, and you're walking in with that Conor McGregor swagger, and, you know, you get slapped in the face a little bit. So Winnipeg has to be careful, too, but not as careful as the Riders have to be because this is not the Calgary Stampeders that they're playing.
Here's my summer challenge. It's to get people in Winnipeg to like me. Yesterday, there was a viewing party of 28 people in Winnipeg. There was a viewing party of 28 people watching the show. So we're getting there. But I've just realized overall, people in Winnipeg don't like me. And when I thought about that, I thought, why would they? For one. And for two, they haven't been that great to me over the years either. So let's repair things and let's be the number one Facebook show in Winnipeg. That's my goal. And maybe, which would line up perfectly to go to the Banjo Bowl with this show.
It'd be perfect. Right?
That would be perfect.
Jessica knows on the Facebook feed what I'm talking about.
Swaggerville didn't really help us last time. No. Paul Druan, PD, writing in on Facebook. Morning all from my favorite spot. He is about 30 feet from me right now. One of our owners in Paul's seat. And the more I hear about Paul, let's get to it. Where can I go to get a label made that says Paul's chair? Because I was going to go to Lowe's. I drove by Staples, thought, Barclays. Would they have it? Where? Barclays Trophies. Well, why don't you go get it if you're so smart about it?
He's already ordered it. You just got to go pick it.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul was in here last week.
Paul with the answer from the sponsor's couch over there. He's a savant in the tech industry. That's what I'm hearing from everybody. 2 minutes left, Clark is telling me. Oh, I got to get into this. This will carry over into after the first break. Should Zach Caleros come back from injury or are his days done? I was on Winnipeg radio twice in the last 24 hours, yesterday afternoon and then this morning, and it keeps coming up. People are saying when Zach Caleros is healthy, which we assume at some point he will be, should he come back to the Riders? Clearly, we're not advocating he start if Cody Fajardo continues to do Cody Fajardo things. But Getz, if you're the Riders, you're Jeremy O'Day or Craig Dickinson, are you bringing him back? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think deep down that's got to come down to the overall health of Zach Caleros, and not just right now, like for the future. You know, concussions are a big deal nowadays. They're at the forefront of a lot of sports conversations at the moment. And when you had the amount that he's had in this short period of time, you really have to worry about your life after football at this point. And I mean, everyone's different. You know, you can have several concussions and still be okay. Or you can have one major one and it affect you for the rest of your life. So, you know, that's completely up to Zach, I believe, and the medical staff to see, okay, you know, how is this going to affect you down the road? And, you know, I would be strongly considering looking at my future.
Unfortunately, I think you're right that it will be up to Zach. But in every instance, the player always wants to keep playing. The paycheck's great. They don't want to give up football. You didn't want to give up football, right? I think somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder and say, Zach, you're done. And nobody seems to want to do that.
I mean, yeah, I guess only time will tell when it comes to that, right? So they come in and, yeah, I think that they need to look at Zach's health for the future more than anything.
I put it on Twitter this morning and from my personal account, at Rod Peterson, and it was just that. I want to say 99% of people said he should not be brought back by the Riders for the exact reasons we're saying today, his own health. But one person said that they should, and it's because maybe he can win us some games. It wasn't about Zach, right? It was about what's best for the Rough Riders. And what's best for Zach is to probably not keep playing. But anyway, we'll continue that theme throughout the program. Ray Jacobs coming on today. The great Jake. John Frenzy warming up with the bullpen. We'll be back. This has been the warm-up. We are live on Facebook as well as listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax, and no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, Friday morning sports update. Trevor Harris had a strong performance in Vancouver. Harris and the Edmonton Eskimos picked apart the BC Lions en route to a 33-6 win last night on Thursday Night Football. The Eskimos quarterback threw for 276 yards, completing 22 of 28, passing including 2 touchdown passes. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in full rebuild. The Thunder have traded Russell Westbrook to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul, first-round picks in 2024 and 2026, plus the right to swap first-rounders in 2 other seasons. The Thunder also got 5 first-rounders in the trade with the Clippers for Paul George last week. That triggered Kawhi Leonard signing with L.A. Canadian Elena Sharp has set herself up for her first win on the LPGA Tour. She's the one who wore the Humboldt Broncos logo on her golf bag at the CP Women's Open last year in Regina. Shut up over there! The 38-year-old from Hamilton... Is that as mean as it sounded?
Absolutely.
Worse, Paul says. Lance Lynn has a Major League best 12 wins after another strong outing. Lynch matched his season high with 11 strikeouts and 7 stellar innings, and the Texas Rangers beat the AL West leading Houston Astros 5-0 yesterday. It was the only game scheduled as Major League Baseball returned from the All-Star break. Jays at the Yankees tonight. Breaking news. Thank you, Clark, for this. The Brandon Wheat Kings have named Darren Ritchie the 12th general manager in franchise history. So congratulations, D. Rich. He was something to watch back in the day. Kelly McCrimmon, the owner of the Wheat Kings, installing Darren Ritchie as the GM of the Wheat Kings. Thank you for that, Clark. Oh, by the way, down at the Pat store yesterday, picked up a load of new gear. And Clark, they all said to say hi to you. Clark spent the last 2 years with the Regina Pats. The bell of the ball, Clark says, in my ear. You or the lady at the store? Gets on the top. I just want to ask both of you guys. Super teams, right, in the NBA? Now the Nets, the Clippers, and the Rockets are super teams. How do you feel about loading up? The Heat did it back in the day with much success. Is it fair or unfair? I think it's great.
Well, yeah, it's fair. I mean, you can do what you want. It's within the rules. If the players want to do it and the teams want to do it. I don't know that... It's good for business, if that makes sense. It's good in the short term. It absolutely is, because you're going to blow out these buildings, going to create a ton of buzz. But long term, it's not good, because we often talk about, you call the decade of decadence, you know, and you were a part of that, Chris. That's when riders were at the top. And it's because guys like you, guys like Darian, guys like, you know, Gene Mikowski, and on and on and on, you guys stuck around. and you had continuity. And so,
but they didn't collude to be here. They didn't, you jump in at any time. That was built by Eric Tillman.
That's my point.
That's right, yeah.
Built naturally, right? And the players stay, and they have their careers there, not bouncing around from one team to the other. And you build some, you build a fan base, and the kids are out in the park. I'm Chris Getzlaff, and I'm Darian Durant, and you have, you know, names you can put on the back of your jerseys, and that's what really creates a fan base and creates a connection. When teams are coming in and out, yeah, you get excited because you're winning, but when you're not winning, you have no attachment to any of the players, and you don't buy tickets, and then we see teams fail.
Do you like it or not like it?
I'm kind of on the fence with it. I mean, in one way, it's kind of cool that basically players are almost like calling up their buddies, being like, hey, let's go to this team and play together and be unreal. You know, it is. I mean, that's basically what's going on. And these teams are super teams. I mean, they're something to watch, and it's nice to see when it's a couple different teams, you know, like the Clippers. When's the last time the Clippers were truly really successful? You know, they've had a couple good teams, but have they had any team that you're like, oh, they're going to go deep? But you know, now you look at it like, wow, you know, maybe they are going to be a contender.
They did, the Clippers, when they had Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, and went nowhere. And now I had to look up where Blake Griffin is, by the way, this morning. He's with the Pistons. Like, he's gone. He's like, yeah. Siberia. And Chris Paul's gone to Oklahoma City. So there's obviously some reason why no contending team wants him anymore. But you make a good point about the Nets, the Clippers, and the Rockets, none of which have won NBA championships before. So I like the fact that those markets are the markets of the super teams, right? It's not the Lakers. It's not the Knicks. It's not the Celtics. It's markets that are historically aggrieved, if you will. So we're hoping that the schedule works out, that our sports trip will be able to include the Houston Rockets against somebody December 5th to the 10th. Either way, we're going to Houston to enjoy some football, Texans and Broncos. Our question this morning from the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center Twitter poll, our daily Twitter poll is, who's in more trouble, the 1-3 Saskatchewan Rough Riders or the 1-4 BC Lions? Last I looked, 85% are saying the BC Lions are in way more trouble than the Saskatchewan Rough Riders at this point in the season. But we're not even a third of the way through the season yet. Chris, where would you vote if you had a vote in that poll? Who's in more trouble right now, the Riders or Lions?
BC for sure. They got one extra loss. I mean, one game it's a lot. I mean, you're only playing 18, so one game means a lot. But with that being said, next two games are as big as they get because they're against each other, right? So, I mean, you got to go out there. If Riders win those two games, I mean, BC's, unless they can pull off what they did in 2011, or it was 11, yeah. Unless they pull that off, I mean, they're in real deep trouble.
Well, how closely, dumb question. How closely are you following the Riders? Of course you're following the Riders. You're alum and you get asked about it every day. But is the criticism too harsh? Because I'm seeing stuff in the paper. I'm seeing Don Hewitt's column at CTV Regina saying, what's wrong with the Riders? And I'm going, what did you expect? I didn't expect anything different than that. Certainly didn't expect they'd be 3-1 at this point. I mean, is it been too harsh or not?
Yeah. I mean, that's just the passion of Rider Nation, right? I mean, you're going to be up with the highs, down with the lows. And, you know, you have one game. You have two games in a row where Fajardo's, he's the guy. He's the future. He's amazing. And then guy has one bad game, which is bound to happen at some point. And I don't know if he's the answer anymore. You know, it's one football game. So I think that Fajardo bounces back. I think he those two games, he was played outstanding. And it was there. And you could see it. And they ran into a good team. Calgary is always good. It does not matter who they have in the lineup, who's injured. They're just a good football team all the time. Well coached. So they came in, and I don't think the Riders were really up for the game, if you will.
Well, though, Alan Ford said it on our In the Huddle program the other day. He was facing, Fajardo was facing Calgary's defense, not the Argos' defense. If you want to know why the clock struck midnight on the pumpkin that is Cody Fajardo, it's because of Trey Roberson and that crew. By the way, here's a guy that knows a little bit about quarterback play, and you guys can put your headphones on as we're going out on the video chat line. And Darian Durant joins us from Eastern Canada. He's got the Tar Heels hat this morning. How you doing, Doubles?
Doing good. Felt like repping the squad this morning. So how's everything going?
It is good. It's hot out here, probably the same as where you are as well. So I just want to bring you in on the discussion that I had with Getz. I said, He probably caught more touchdown passes from you than anybody else, and he said, no, it was number seven. Can you settle that tie and talk about that a bit?
Who is it, first of all? Who has the win?
Well, he thinks it's Dressler. I thought it was Getz. He says it's a slam dunk that it's Dressler caught more touchdowns from you than Getz did.
I don't know. I think Getz caught a lot of big plays from me, while Dress did a lot of the dirty work underneath. So we have to go to the stat book and find out what's definite on that.
Well, you've given me something to do for the rest of the day. Now it's driving me nuts. Darian, what about? I know you're watching these Ryder games. Cody Fajardo, best two-game start in Saskatchewan football history for a quarterback making his Ryder debut. That includes you, Austin, Joseph, Lancaster. Wow. What'd you think when you saw this guy shooting the lights out?
I was happy for him, first and foremost. I mean, you know, for a young guy to come in and do what he's done, it's phenomenal. People don't understand how hard it is to play quarterback in the CFL, and for him to have that type of success, I was happy for him. But on the flip side of things, I do understand that, and Getz can attest to this, that when you're playing against some of those Eastern teams early in the season, you feel like those are games you should have, and those are games you should have a lot of success in. So the West is a different animal, as we all know. So him doing it against the East, yeah, I was happy to see it, but I really want to see what he can do against these Western teams.
Darian, I know Rod's going to get into some other things too, but we've been talking a lot about Cody Fajardo. Early in the season, it was Isaac Harker, who was the number three coming in. What do you remember about your time coming into the league and the process, you know, who you were behind, what you learned to make you ready to be a starting quarterback? Because the fans, they all want to rush the guy in and be the star. But when I look at the great quarterbacks, you know, Anthony Calvillo, even Doug Flutie when he came up here, you, it feels like, no, it takes some time and you have to learn the game. And it's not that easy when guys say, well, no, the only way to learn is to play.
No, I disagree. I think a lot of the guys, a lot of your better guys that have come across the CFL definitely have to pay their dues and sit behind some great quarterbacks and just learn the ropes. Myself, personally, I sat behind Rock. When I first came in, it was Rocky Butler as the three. And then coming into camp, it was Marcus Crandall and Kerry Joseph competing for the starting job. So you look at Marcus and Kerry, you know, here are two of the smarter guys on the cerebral side of the game. They taught me the ropes that way. You know, I had a little bit more athletic ability than Marcus. So, you know, learning how to, when to run, when to sit in the pocket and make decisions. I had two of the best guys to sit back and learn after. And when I got that opportunity, and I'm sure Eric Tillman felt the same way, that's why he traded Kerry. You know, he felt like I had paid my dues. I had waited behind some great quarterbacks, and it was time to go. So I believe that for any quarterback, if you can play behind a veteran that's had some success, who can show you the ropes, teach you how to read coverages, it makes it a lot easier when it's your opportunity.
Getz, you got anything for doubles this morning? And you got to go right away, so you got anything to say to your old teammate?
I'm good for a few minutes yet, so.
You want to think? Okay, good.
No, doubles on here. I see a question there. You want me to answer that question?
Yeah, the question is from Jesse Robson. Hey, Chris, what is the most memorable catch you caught from Double D? You want to answer that one?
Yeah, I mean, I got one that always stands out in my mind. There was obviously quite a few big ones, but I'm going to go back to the Calgary game. Yeah, 2009, I got my first actual start as a four-man rotation. And we're in Calgary. We're down by six with, I think it was a minute 29 left. And Devils threw me a ball over the middle for a 60-yard touchdown. And we ended up winning the game by one. And that kind of really kickstarted my career as being a full-time starter.
Devils, what do you remember about that play?
The thing I remember most is just the communication we had. Not even the play itself, but just how we've practiced throughout the years. You go back to 2007, myself and Getty, we were going against the Grey Cup winning defense all year. You know, we kind of prepped ourselves for this opportunity. And, you know, we would talk coverages and talk, if we would get in a situation in the game, what we would do, you know. So the chats that we had leading up to that play is what I remember most. And it just worked. So many times in our career, I can just look back and everything just works out how you talk about it, from film study to how a DB is going to play his leverage, all of that stuff. So on that play, it's just all about the communication beforehand. You know, me saying, hey, Getty, if they give us zero right here, I'm going to put this ball on the backside hash. You just go get it. And for things to work out like that, it's just perfect.
Somebody wrote into here the other day that the Rough Riders quarterback position's been in a state of flux since the the Banjo Bowl of 2016? 2014. 2014! That's 5 years ago, Darian. They haven't replaced you. And your career was never the same after either. Do you think about that day much anymore? Or have you moved? Because clearly they're still thinking about it around here.
No question. I think about it all the time. One of my good friends, Tristan Jackson and Terrell Mays, they always make a joke. You know, we could have still been playing if you wouldn't have went down in Winnipeg that day. And just for it to all happen on a play that was blown dead, that's just that what makes it even more frustrating. Just how you could just lose so much and how things could just go downhill so fast after one play. And, you know, just looking back on it, I made some questionable decisions myself in my career. You know, of course, hindsight is 20/20 for any athlete. But at the end of the day, I do feel like things went downhill right after that.
Wayne in BC watching this morning, he's out in Victoria. He says, hey, Darian, is coaching in your future? I'm sure you're asked that every day, but I want to just examine that a little further. Somebody brought up how Calgary's had this quarterback train forever, and it's Huffnagel and Dickinson running the show out there, and I think it might take a quarterback to identify a quarterback, in which case maybe you should be in personnel or coaching or something. You must be thinking about it.
No question. It's always been a dream of mine to get into personnel. So I don't think I want to coach. You know, I'm past the part of, you know, being on the field and dealing with the X's and O's of that nature. But I really do feel like I have a great eye for talent, whether it's scouting or whether it's player personnel, you name it, just front office. That's definitely a dream of mine. So just at this point in time, you know, I just had my girl, so I just want to spend a little time with them, be home, and just sit back and relax and let the football phase of my life just go away a little bit, because I still get the itch. But, you know, personnel is definitely something that I want to pursue in the near future.
Well, you look good. You look relaxed. You lost any of the under here. And, you know, your buddy G-Roy is crushing it out there in B.C. He's loving this personnel thing. So I would assume that when you're ready to do it, the offers will be there.
The thing you have to do with that is make sure you find a good situation. You know, time after time, you see guys, you know, leave teams, get in certain situations, and then a year or two later, they're, you know, they don't have a job. So if you look at that Calgary situation, there's just so much stability at the top. You have coaches each and every year deciding that they want to stay on the staff instead of pursuing head coaching opportunities elsewhere. You know, that's how you know, secure they have that train that they're running. So you definitely want to wait on a good situation, and that's what I'm waiting on.
Anything else for doubles before we let him go? And you, Getz, got a role too. Anything for your boy?
No, just a pleasure getting on here and chatting with you, Dubs. Been a minute.
How's it been? How you been?
Been great, man. Just been working and golfing for the most part. That's life.
Nice. I'll be out there next month. We'll definitely be able to chat.
Yeah,
we got
to link up for sure then.
All right, doubles, great job. You look great. Enjoy your Friday, and let's do it again. Continued success in your world. I'm glad that it's going so well.
Thanks, man. Take care. Happy for you.
All right, appreciate it. Darian Durant, video chat from the T-Dot this morning. And by the way, Getz, before I let you go, you talk about business and so forth. Lady Getz, the wonderful Tia Getz Laugh, who loves this show. She told me she loves it. She loves being able to watch on Facebook. She's crushing it, too, in the business world.
Yeah, she's booming. She's got a online store. It's doing really, really well. And actually, she has her studio space actually open for today and tomorrow for a sidewalk sale. So it's down on Smith and 11th.
Smith and 11th, Lady Getz, ladies apparel. What's she doing?
It's mostly, like you said, ladies apparel, mostly casual wear. She does have a few different accessories as well, but primarily focused on ladies apparel and comfortable wear.
Sidewalk sale. Today and tomorrow?
Yep. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., I believe.
All right, good stuff. Well, we got a lot out of you today. A lot of analysis, Getz, so thank you for that. Appreciate every time you can stop by, and have a great weekend. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Chris Getzlaff here joining us in the bunker on this Friday, episode 30 of the Rod Peterson Show. We'll be back after this pause. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com as well as Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Hey, that was filmed on Ring Road this morning.
Okay.
That little bumper
that
there,
was right
yes.
behind you. I filmed it.
Yeah, right. It's actually on the show Instagram page. Lynch and I in Big Bird. Summers like this is why I bought this thing. I had lunch the other day with Dick White, the ageless Dick White, yeah. The legendary University of Regina athletic director. And we're standing in the parking lot of John's place. And he hits Big Bird on the back, that Jeep. And he goes, "What'd you pay for this thing?" And I said, $3,000. He says, "I think he got took." I said, "I've already got my money out of this thing in enjoyment. I'm on house money now.
Yeah,
it's the best thing I ever bought."
I thought that story was going to be hit the back of it, the bumper fell off.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Pretty scary though.
So yeah.
Have you ridden in it?
No.
Well, why won't you? Will you go on it?
I don't know. Waiting for the invite.
Oh, yeah,
it's an exclusive club to ride in Big Bird.
Will you go, Paul?
Bullshit. I go.
You will. Remember you said that.
It's a club of one. My wife won't ride in Big Bird. She gets dirt in her contacts and her hair gets messed. Lynch, you're not worried about that.
No, I'm pretty good at it. I mean, we talk all the time. That's why.
That's why we get all the hot matters we
How
bring up.
How do you guys talk? And what? There's wind in your face?
Yeah, it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Strong voices.
As a matter of fact, we're driving around Ring Road this morning, and Lynch, I said, the sun was hot already, and I said, "Lynch, this is great." And he goes, "You should be recording this on your phone." And I said, "It's illegal to do that." He says, "Just tell them Lynch told you to." Do you think the city of Regina would allow me off the RPS? Probably not.
Probably not.
Not good. Where are we? Sports update. Should we get to that? Aaron Sanchez scheduled to start as the Blue Jays open up the second half of the season at Yankee Stadium tonight. Sanchez and the Jays will be making their first appearance since the All-Star break and face a tough task against the AL division-leading Yankees. Righty Domingo Herman starts for New York. He's looking for his 11th win of the year. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers will try to keep clicking as they aim to remain the only unbeaten team in the CFL this year. They host the winless Argos. The Bombers have been balanced with the offense producing 4 touchdowns in each of their 3 victories and the defense not allowing a touchdown in the past 2 games. That will be 6:30 Mountain on TSN tonight. Oh, Tia Getzlaff writing in on the program today. She says, LOL, you're so sweet. That's nice of her.
That is nice.
Thank you, Lady Getz. She says, I'm at work watching. P.S. Talking about the old days with the Riders. I miss it just as much as Chris does. We made so many memories and even better friends. Weston, Rob, Darian, Fantuz, etc. will be friends for life. That from Tia Getzlaff, Lady Getz, Sidewalk Salon, downtown Regina, with her. And unfortunately, that era's gone. Hopefully, they're trying to build a new era over there. And maybe we'll continue that talk in a moment. I just want to thank Mike Booth, who wrote in on the Facebook wall. I believe he's in Fort McMurray, Alberta. He was working there at one time. My question to Getz and Darian was, did those two hook up for the most touchdowns in the decade of decadence out of anybody? And Getz said, I think it's Dressler. Well, Mike looked it up. Mike Booth. Weston Dressler caught 39 touchdowns from Darian Durant in that era. The decade of decadence, Getzlaff had 31 touchdowns. So you look at that era, John Lynch of the 80s, and prior to that, your George and Ronnie was an era and yeah. a fantastic one, right?
Right. Right.
And then you had the Aldags, the Polies, the Narcisses, the Jurisons.
Yeah.
Awesome, too. And then this last era with these guys that we just talked about with Tia. What's next? Where are they going? What's it going to take to get back to one of those eras? John, are they on the right track?
Yeah, I think they're on the right track. I hope they're on the right track. But playing games like they did last week against Calgary, it didn't look very good. I was very disappointed in that game. But I think they're on the right track. Trying to get the Canadians involved and some pretty good receivers, the new Americans there. It's going to take a couple of years, though. Fans are going to have a tough time, I think, for the next 2 years, whether they want or not. Everybody's counting on a big effort from this team for the Grey Cup next year, 2020. It'll be a big effort, but Calgary, Edmonton, and Winnipeg look awful strong for the next 2 or 3 years. And I can't get over how well Trevor Harris is playing for Edmonton. He looks like Mike Riley used to look. So I guess it's playing for the Eskimos that makes quarterbacks look good, is it?
Oh, sure. maybe. Maybe. What do you think, Darren, about that past era, which we say many times, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. It was awesome. Awesome era, but it's gone.
It was so awesome because, again, I go back to we did it the right way. And it meant so much more because the team grew and brought in the players the right way. You think about the Raptors and their win. They did it the right way, too.
Yep.
You know, they struggled. They stuck with their guys. They made one trade. I mean, yeah, there was other moves. They brought in other guys. But they made one deal for one player to bring in Kawhi Leonard. They didn't build a super team in free agency and go out and win a championship. So it felt earned. What's, you know, are we talking about the Miami Heat? No. Are we talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers? No.
But you they know, did both have one.
They both have one, but again, somewhat with super teams.
Right.
So, yeah, I can buy my spot on the big stage, but what does that mean if I just buy it and win it? It feels better to be earned, and that's why 07 and even 13, those felt earned because those were teams that were built the right way. But now you're shuffling guys in and out, hoping to find the right combination, you know, playing money ball, so to speak, and that connection, the fabric of the community, it doesn't mean as much, you know, as I think about this community and this province. You know, we go to work in the fields, we plant the crops, we work on them, we pray for rain day in and day out, and when it's done, we feel really good about a good year. But if I got money, I just go to the store, forget about it.
Well, here right now,
doing it the right way,
you know, doing it the right way means more.
We're disappointed this year. I think our expectations were false. We all are really expecting a lot this year. They could be a first place team.
Who? The Grey Cup. Who thought that?
The Riders. They were 12-6 last year.
I had them fourth.
Well,
and as of today,
I had them for
fourth.
Second. I still have them for second.
Now, that's your problem.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, it is. You got to face the facts of life. This is a rebuilding era, and it's hard to take, especially after.
Then say it's a rebuild.
Yeah.
I'm with you, but say it then.
And especially after you go through a game like last Saturday against the Calgary Stampeders, mm-hmm. one of the worst games I've ever seen the Saskatchewan Roughriders play.
Oh,
yeah. It is. And I've seen a lot
even
of
even Paul over there in Paul's spot's like, oh, come on, Lynch.
No, it's one of the worst I've ever seen. They weren't at the game.
You got a short memory.
They weren't hitting. They weren't tackling. They were thinking about going away on this bye. And they were blocking guys rather than tackling them. I've never seen such poor tackling.
But again, it feels so much worse because, like you said, when you say this team was a Grey Cup contender or should have been a Grey Cup contender this year, that was the feeling at the end of last season.
That's right.
Before Chris Jones left. And when that happened, and then free agency happened, you're right. Nobody was picking this team to be a Grey Cup contender after all of that. And we're disappointed because we're supposed to be riding up the elevator, right? And working forwards.
And the loss of Chris Jones really hurt us.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves. Eh? You can't downplay it. He was big. He put this team together. The players on this team played for him, loved to play for him. Funny guy, different guy, that's for sure. But he was a great coach, and it hurt. And I feel sorry for Craig Dickinson coming in. The way he had to be thrown in. He
so
wants his own team, and he took hold of it, and he's been really good with these guys. He's a great guy. I think he can be a great coach. I'm scared of this year. I guess it's not going to be.
Well, if you're scared of this year, then you should be scared of next year, too, because what's different? That's the only thing. I just want to, as we roll here, read some Facebook comments. Graham Swinnerton writing in. I think he's in Saskatoon. If I'm wrong, Graham, you let me know. But he says, Calgary's going to experience the same thing that the Riders experienced. Once teams have some film on Arbuckle, he won't be as effective. I'll believe that when I see it. Arbuckle comes off the bench and leads the Stampeders to 14 points in the last 2 minutes to beat Calgary 2 weeks ago, and then comes in here and slaps around the Riders and what was supposed to be a good defense. So until Arbuckle falls, I will believe in Nick Fatty Arbuckle. Craig Smith is writing in, the Rod Peterson Show director of scouting. Yep. You know Smitty well.
Very well.
He comes to
great
your lunch
guy,
from
guy.
Time to time. He says, did I like Darian's ability? I think so. Had him on the neg list in BC and Hamilton, and finally was with him with the Riders. So there's a guy that knows quarterbacks. And Darian, I love the fact that he's enjoying life. He's just had a second child. But the CFL will be better off when he's back in it in some capacity. And not everybody can do media, by the way. I think Darian really loves the media thing. And by the way, why wouldn't you? Your job doesn't depend on wins and losses. You can sleep at night, and the hours are a lot better. Kevin Glenn would like to be on the panel, too. Everybody wants to be on the TSN panel. Well, Milt and Matt and Henry aren't giving up their spots.
But
come here. But these guys should be working in personnel. G-Roy did it right. He was working right after he finished playing. He was back, and he's building his way to be the next GM. But anyways, I'm getting off topic. Our discussion in Big Bird, Lynch and I coming up Ring Road this morning, was fantastic, Lynch. It was just fantastic. Because you said we hear more about Chris Jones now since he left than we did when he was here.
Right.
Right? So recount that for our listeners and viewers.
Everybody said, you know, he was a funny guy, screwy guy, a renegade. But boy, he was a good coach. And that's all that counts.
They're saying that now.
You don't need to tell me that. I know that.
They're saying it now.
Yeah.
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 But they didn't like him at the time.
His record's pretty fantastic, you know. Made the playoffs every year except one in his CFL career as an assistant coach or head coach. And once he got 5 Grey Cups, the guy is a winner. And I don't know how he's going to do in the NFL. It'll be interesting to see. He has to sit back and take orders from somebody, from Freddie Kitchen.
That'd be a change.
Freddie, the kitchen sink. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what he does. All he's doing right now, Darren, he's secretary to Kitchen. Every game, he watches every single play, the Cleveland Browns, he will be doing this, Cleveland Browns play. He'll write about what happened on that play from the defensive side. At the end of the game, he and Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, will discuss the whole thing over with Freddie Kitchen. He'll be up in the press box, and he'll be a clerk. He'll be a clerk, won't he?
Which he's happy with.
Yeah, he's in the NFL.
Yeah, I guess that's the big thing.
Sometimes you just want to be in the on the big stage and work your way up. And
yeah.
I got to think, Chris Jones is not regretting leaving here to go to Cleveland. He's been working his whole life to get exactly to where he is right now.
Yep.
And I still have a bet with Marshall Hamilton of lunch, probably going to be at John's place, because I think Chris Jones will be a head coach in the NFL one day. My vote is that he will. Marshall Hamilton says that he won't. But how can you not? If you look at his career trajectory, why would you believe that he's not going to be a head coach one day in the NFL? That's what he's done. And by the way, with him answering to somebody, Lynch, he's answered to John Huffnagel before. He's answered to Scott Milanovich. He's answered to Don Matthews. It's not like he's never worked for somebody before. So I don't think that'll be a problem at all.
But recently he's been the head man, making $776,000 a year or $76,000 a month. I mean, he has been paid well in Regina, controlled the whole thing. He liked that.
Sure.
Now he's got to go back to answering. So I don't know how he react to that.
No, absolutely.
I heard that he went for $135,000.
Well, I heard
Cleveland.
That too.
He went to go to the NFL, and that's the biggest difference. Yeah, it'll be an adjustment to not be the guy anymore. That's going to affect anybody, right? We see it all the time, even quarterbacks who were the man in college, and now you got to be, you know, some depth guy or a third string guy and earn your stripes again at the pro level. But, you know, for Chris Jones to do it this way, and one of the things I heard, well, Mark Trestman was a head coach and went to the NFL from the Canadian Football League. Why didn't Chris Jones? He should have waited. He could have just continued to be the man and gotten a head coaching job. Well, I think maybe the temperature's cooled down a little bit on signing maybe CFL head coaches right away because of the lack of success instantly and that Mark had in Chicago. Well, he's doing it his own way. He's doing it the right way. He's going in. He's going to earn his stripes. They're going to see how smart he is and how much he, you know, pays attention to the football game. And
can he be quiet and obedient and do things like a secretary should?
Well, it doesn't matter if he is or not. As long as they can recognize value in him, and he'll work his way up and potentially be a head coach.
What am I missing? Everybody's writing in on the Facebook page, today's show is bonkers. Bonkers is today's. What am I missing? Am I missing something here? Mike Anderson, Kassan writing in, today's show is bonkers. Well, of course it's bonkers, but every day's bonkers around here. It's Romper Room. Hello, Paul. I see you, Paul. How many are old enough to remember Romper Room? Darren, you're not.
I don't.
It was awful.
No.
Paul does.
It was great. It was great.
Oh, Mike Lee, our good friend Mike Lee. Same thing. Watch Romper Room. The lady used to hold up a mirror and, well, a thing. Yeah, and she wasn't bad. That's right. For a Romper Room kindergarten teacher, she was attractive. And she used to say every kid's name. I see you, Darren. And she never, ever said Rodney. I waited every day. Never. Everybody's laughing around. It is bonkers. It's a Friday. Oh, Lynch was asking me about this. All these bobbleheads, but I had to bring in my own. This is Larry Fitzgerald from Arizona Coyotes bobblehead night. Larry Fitzgerald bobblehead night.
Why has he got a hockey stick in his hand?
Because the Coyotes had Larry Fitzgerald night.
I love it.
Where we became tight, Larry Fitzgerald and I. I'll show you a picture later, Lynch. We had a great visit. He was very impressed that I came from the Canadian Football League. Not really, but. But he's a cool guy. By the way, if anything grabs you along the way on the Prairie Mobile text line, fire us a note here, 306-840-8777. 840-8777. Our poll question today, who's in more trouble, the 1-3 Riders or the 1-4 BC Lions? The runaway winner of that poll at 85% are the 1-4 BC Lions. They got spanked last night 33-6 by the Edmonton Eskimos at BC Place Stadium. That's the daily poll for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. From Taylor, I see you, Rod. Finally, somebody said it. I see you, Rodney. I was so upset. Every day they made me wait. From Craig Smith, I didn't think you were of this age group, Smitty. He says, I remember Romper Room. She never said my name either. Man. You would think they would say Craig. Rodney, I sort of get. But, by the way, it is game day in Saskatchewan. The Rattlers are home tonight. That is our pro basketball team to the Hamilton Honey Badgers tonight at SaskTel Center. I'm very much looking forward to this game.
What's a honey badger?
It is a badger that hunts during the day, not at night. I looked it up, Lynch. Populace of the continent of Africa.
Hang on. But it's become a very big like social media thing, the honey badger. And so Urban Dictionary, it's just coming up here. The honey badger, the Chuck Norris of the animal kingdom.
Right.
No bigger or faster animal ever gives the honey badger crap. If they did, that animal wouldn't even have the chance to regret it. So
the Chuck Norris of the animal kingdom. That's better than what I looked up.
When the Tasmanian devil goes to sleep, he checks under his bed for the honey badger.
That's interesting.
The honey badgers.
Something I've learned today.
And they're in Saskatoon tonight, where we have a very large viewership. And we're going to, you and I are going, DuPont, with our dates. And I'd love to go early enough to stop in a Cactus Club, because I'm a fan of the Cactus Club. And whenever I go to Saskatoon and we go to Rush Games, it's on Idlewild.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get some Rattlers merch. So please let us know if you're going to the Rattlers game tonight. If you see us there, please come up and say hello. Maybe we'll have some merchandise to give away.
Oh, good idea.
Why don't we do that? And if the Rattlers, if you want to make a big deal about us being there, we're not going to have a problem with that, right? I wouldn't have a problem with a red carpet being rolled out. And if you want to put us on courtside, because I am buying the tickets,
yeah,
right? I'm not going to be that guy asking for free tickets. One of the 97 things I don't miss at this time about being voice of the Riders. Do you know when Manny Arsenault's back? Nope, don't know. Can you give me tickets to this game? Nope. That's a definite hard no.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
To the Facebook feed. Oh, yeah, Dave Vertfay says the Honey Badgers are in Craven this weekend. I was thinking of going to Country Thunder this weekend, but last night I'm sitting at home. I'm watching Thursday Night Football. I'm surfing Instagram stories, Snapchat, seeing what's going on at Craven. And I'm like, nope, that's fine. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm fine staying where I am. Yep. 25 years. Nobody had more fun at Craven than me. Nobody.
Yeah.
But it needs to end at some time. You believe it, right? I woke up one time with one leg in the creek. That's how I woke up. I'm like, whoa, how did I get here? This isn't good. From Xander. Will Clay Brooks last the season out there in BC?
That's a good question. They're asking that right now in BC. I talked to my friends this morning. They wonder about that hat he put on, the cap sideways. That doesn't look too good.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was watching it last night, too. It's 2019 where you're not allowed to attack other people's appearance. It's politically incorrect to do that. So, of course, I often think of this. If you're one of the 244,000 Americans watching the game on ESPN Plus or ESPN 2, and you see a coach with his hat cockeyed like that, what do you think? Now, it's not supposed to matter. It's politically incorrect to say something like that.
Not much.
You're not going to think much about it, eh?
Hickey Canada.
He says that Clay Brooks wants to look like I've heard that Clay Brooks wants to look goofy because he's not. He's very intelligent. He's very smart. He wants to portray that. He wants people to take him lightly, right? Because he's an outstanding coach.
Yeah.
Look what he did in Calgary. And by the way, who cares how he wears his hat?
He went out the field.
He's dressing like he's going to the gym.
Player injured. He went on the field. Helped carry him off.
I think Clay Brooks will be fine. I think that Ed Hervey knew exactly what he was getting when he hired him. I think Ed Hervey knew exactly what he was doing when he signed Mike Riley for $725,000 a year. It's just not right now going according to plan.
All right, hey guys.
Yeah.
Saturday's game, the 20th of July. Rough Riders and BC Lions. Big game for both teams. Huge game for both teams. I think huge game, particularly for the BC Lions, the next two games back-to-back against the Riders.
Well, so here's the thing on that. With the back-to-back against the BC Lions, it could either set you up and save your season if you won both. It could kill your season if you lose both, like you're done and it's not even August yet.
Right.
Or you split and you're no further ahead after those 2 weeks than you were before.
Yeah. Right.
Which is probably what's going to happen. It's probably going to be a split.
Yeah.
But
then we're 2-5.
Then we're 2-5 if you split two and four. Which isn't the end of the world.
No, it isn't.
I honestly think this race is going to go right until the end of the year. It's going to be Calgary, Winnipeg, 1-2, and then Edmonton, BC, and Saskatchewan fighting for 3-4-5. And what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that if it goes to the end of the year? Remember, the last three of the last four games are on the road, back to back to back. Right, first time in history. Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. So that is going to be, I think, the critical part of the season, right there, because of the silly schedule situation. Because for the hockey game, they had to do that and give Riders for the first time ever, I think, three games consistently on the road, and I've only seen that happen once in the NFL.
Lynch, here's the question of the day. cowbell, courtesy Justin Duong. Will the Grey Cup in Calgary need the Stampeders in it to be saved?
Oh, I guess. Their attitude there is awful. You agreed with me on that one. They're doing a terrible job up there. They're going to have just the stadium, the main stadium, filled.
Not adding seats.
Not adding seats at all, which really ticks me off. Nothing in the Saddle Dome. Nothing extra in the Saddle Dome. Yeah, it's going to be, for to save that Grey Cup, the Stampeders have to be in it, definitely. If they're not, it's going to be a sad Grey Cup, one of the saddest in years, and the Stampeders have themselves to blame.
But the Grey Cup week has an opportunity to be awesome.
But that's not looking too good either.
No.
I put in my 10 things column yesterday, which you can read on Facebook or rodpeterson.com, that they are doing the Grey Cup on the cheap. My phone blew up yesterday from people across the league saying, what do you know? And I told them what I knew. And they said, yeah, you're right. They're behind in planning, and that's not new. That happens a lot of years with the Grey Cup.
But, look at
but it's not a, necessarily a priority because the Flames are the priority in that town and not the Stampeders. They'll pull the Grey Cup off, and it'll be fun. Who can't throw a football game? Canada's national drunk. Of course, it's going to happen.
But look
it's
going to come off.
But is it going to be great?
Edmonton last year was sensational. You and I talked about Edmonton could have sat back and done nothing and had 40,000 fans there, but they went all out, had 65,000, I believe. It was a sensational week, one of the best ever. I give them full credit for it. They went all out to make it great, and the Eskimos weren't in it. They were in last place.
It was the second best Grey Cup ever.
Yeah.
Because what do you base that on? Money made, economic spinoff. That's what I base it on. And what did the Riders make? $97 million in 2013. That will still go down as the number one Grey Cup ever.
Yeah.
And then last year, I believe the economic impact in the city of Edmonton and surrounding area was $90 million.
Yeah.
Calgary's not going to come anywhere near that.
How about nine for Calgary?
Right. So if anybody wants to weigh in from Calgary and tell me why I'm wrong, please do. I'll wait. Next hour, Ray Jacobs, Craig McMorris, and more with these two legends. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.